revisited. The links between Norway and Shetland are long and many. One such was the Norwegian shark fishing in Shetland waters in the 1950s. Most weekends in summer saw a group of four or five of their varnished boats tying up at the pier in Oise. These latter-day Vikings were a source of great interest to local children. Thule Revisited. In late summer they came, we'd hear their muffled throb, Norsky boats makin' for land. And then we'd see them, far out be langa pluin the voe wi' a frush of frode, and ma's divin'. To mine at first the full of shawls, a voe and hooses strung along the banks was Mistling's hame. We'd sprit to bait them to the pier, watch as the aged in peery wise, one by one, movin' to rest. Their boats were gold and white, neebin' like dunters o' the Jap, nae sight of varg, athing took it in and trig. A line of bairns, we'd look, and they would smile, they had the very cast o' our faders, uncles, brothers. We couldna speak to them, but lifted words wrought for common treads. We'd run home with a skirt for soons. We'd wave as they dander to the shop, skoit as they stunk it back with a hail of sweeties for their bairns. They'd come along about the night with a piece of shark. Mam would spread the meat, feather a map. He'd show them names their forebears had gained to every gyo, every brew and croft, like Brunatwat and Larivo, and they'd see Kent names like Kirkigert and Grunivo, Truligert, Stapness, Pointeting, Stove and Dill. And we would watch and wonder if the bairns a lang ago would run to hide when they saw the soundless Norskies i' the Voe.